Good morning. It's Thursday, October 30th, and this is Mamoon Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know, to be in the know. The US Federal Reserve has cut interest rates by a quarter point, lowering its key rate to between 3.75% and 4%. The decision comes amid a month-long government shutdown that's delayed official data, leaving policymakers flying blind. Chair Jerome Powell said the labor market has grown less dynamic, though not in free fall. Two members opposed the move, one pushing for a bigger cut. Despite inflation holding at 3%, Powell hinted December's rate decision will depend heavily on new data or the lack of it. When you're driving in the fog, you slow down, he said. Another news. A U.S. appeals court has temporarily halted President Trump's attempt to deploy National Guard troops in Portland, Oregon. The Ninth Circuit Court vacated an earlier ruling that would have allowed the move, opting instead for a full rehearing by an 11-judge panel. Oregon's Attorney General, Dan Rayfield, welcomed the decision, saying it shows the courts are working to hold this administration accountable. The ruling pauses Trump's broader effort to send troops to Democrat-led cities he claims are plagued by crime around the world. In South Korea, Donald Trump and Xi Jinping met for the first time in 6 years, a rare moment of diplomacy between Washington and Beijing. The two leaders exchanged warm words in Busan, even as tensions over trade, technology, and Taiwan loomed large. Trump reignited controversy before the talks by ending a 30-year moratorium on U.S. nuclear testing, a move likely to unsettle Beijing. While both sides frame the meeting as a chance for stability, observers say the outcome will reveal whether this marks a thaw or another pause before the next storm. Another news. In Brazil, at least 132 people were killed in what authorities say is the country's deadliest police operation ever. The raids targeted drug gangs in Rio de Janeiro ahead of next week's global climate events, including the UN COP30 summit. Residents lined streets with dozens of bodies, sparking outrage and grief. UN Chief Antonio Guterres said he's greatly concerned and urged an investigation into the use of force. Brazil's President Lula called the death toll horrifying, as questions grow about the operation's planning and proportionality. Another news. In Kenya, a small plane carrying tourists crashed early Tuesday en route to the Maasai Mara National Park, killing all 11 people aboard. Mombasa Air Safari confirmed 8 Hungarians, 2 Germans, and the Kenyan pilot were among the dead. The aircraft went down in dense forest shortly after takeoff from Diani Beach. The Kenya Civil Aviation Authority said investigators are on site to determine the cause. The tragedy has cast a shadow over Kenya's tourism season, which draws thousands to its iconic wildlife reserves. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.